This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. Joining the program this week is NDSU Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell. And Sam, is now the time for farmers to start thinking about diseases?
Yeah, there's really two diseases that I'm starting to think about right now. And a lot of it is determined by the weather, right? You know, so a lot of the dry bean day was fairly dry, not all of it. And then we had some recent storms that changed that pretty quickly. And we've been warm. So the two diseases I'm thinking about that I think producers should be considering here is white mold and rust. And they're very different in the environment that they prefer. I think most folks are familiar with white mold. It likes it wet. Soil's got to be wet. Thick canopies. You need it relatively cool, right? So it doesn't, when it's really hot, you don't see a ton of white mold. But you know, dry beans can get white mold almost any time. But with rust, it's a little different. When it's warm, rust really likes it warm. And it doesn't need rain. It just needs dew. So I would say in the next 2 weeks, those are things we want to think about.
So with some of the research on these diseases that comes from North Dakota State University, is there anything new or different farmers should be aware of?
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of research in the last couple of years trying to refine some of the management strategies. Like we are pretty comfortable saying that, you know, early bloom is when you want to target white mold fungicide applications. We're pretty comfortable saying cool to moderate temperatures are really favorable. You need wet soils. You need wet canopies. We know all those things. The research that primarily is done in Carrington actually is very, very good with managing white mold. So some of that has been looking at nozzle sizes and trying to refine the timing really fairly tightly so you can get the maximum out of the product.
This has been the Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.